This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a Leffe Blonde, Category 18A Belgian Blonde Ale. Now, this is one of the new styles that we added in 2004, and the Leffe is the best-known example. It's widely available, particularly in Europe. But, I mean, if you go all over Europe, you see it. No matter where you go, there's signs for it. You see it almost as much as you see, like, Guinness in the UK. Anyhow, it's taking a look at it. It's a deep gold color. It's perfectly clear. It's got a big, frothy, rocky, cream-colored head that's settling slowly, leaving Belgian lace on the glass. That's just what it should look like. Give that a 3 on appearance. Smelling it, there's a lot there. It's to describe this. It's perfumey. There's a honey-like sweetness. It's floral. It's spicy. There's a Pils malt character. It's part of the sweetness, and there's a little bit of alcohol, but it's not sharp. There's some orange-like esters. There's an impression of sweetness. The Pils malt is very clean. So, I mean, there's... Geez, I must have said almost 10 different things, and they're all blended together. Moderate intensity. It's great complexity. Very inviting. It's just exactly what we expect this to smell like. So I'll give that a 12. It's everything's there. Nothing's off. So let me taste it. Oh, wow. It smells just like it tastes. It's got a Pils malt sweetness initially, but it finishes medium dry to dry. The alcohol is very subtle. You can tell it's there, but it's very smooth. In the palate, there's sort of a honey, sugary flavor that I often associate with candy sugar, but I think it's I think Pils malt has something to do with it, too. The bitterness level is medium. Just the right amount to offset the maltiness. The orange esters are here as well, medium light. There's some spicy hops, light. It's a little bit of phenolic there. Sort of a lightly peppery flavor. That's sort of a background character. Comes out a little bit towards the end and in the finish. Everything is very complex, and again, just like I was commenting with the aroma, it's amazingly well integrated. I haven't looked at the style guidelines, but everything I'm rattling off here just is exactly what I was expecting. So, I don't know where I could deduct, so I'm going to give that a 20. Mouthfeel. Definitely high carbonation. It sort of pops your cheeks out. A lot of Belgian beers are highly carbonated, and that's good. But the body is not very heavy. It's medium. The carbonation makes it seem a little lighter. It's a little bit of warmth. It's low. It's very smooth. It has sort of a creamy impression. I mean, I think this must have been aged a little bit. there's no sharp edges at all. So that's just what I'm expecting, so I'll give that a 5. Overall, it doesn't happen very often, but I'm close to speechless. I mean, it's it's amazing. It's well-aged, it's smooth, it's complex. Everything is there and in the right amounts. It's not like a collection of individual components. All the moving parts are playing together perfectly. This is just what this beer should be. I mean, when we put together the style, you know, this is sort of the primo example, and this is one of the best, if not the best, example of this beer that I've had. So, on the old bottle lottery, I think I got lucky. So, if I can't think of anything to improve or any sort of style flaw, I got to give it a 10. And okay, there you have it. It's a 50. It doesn't happen very often, but you shouldn't be afraid to give a 50 for something that's totally spot on, fresh, perfect example. And this is it. That's the Leffe Blonde, Category 18A Belgian Blonde Ale.